Last month, the bill stalled after undergoing multiple changes, and time ran out in a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. So on the first day of the 2014 legislative session, Baker Republican Senator Greg Evers got a second chance to vet his bill.
It allows for a person that if they threaten the use of force that would otherwise be permissible if they actually did that force, it allows them to be free from prosecution for just the threatening of the force, whether that's displaying a firearm or whatever.
Marissa Alexander fired a warning shot during an alleged domestic dispute with her husband. She initially claimed self-defense, but a judge said that defense didn't apply. She later received a mandatory minimum prison term of 20 years for aggravated assault without the intent to kill. Alexander is currently awaiting a new trial. The Senate measure says a person cannot be charged with aggravated assault for threatening to use force under Florida's 10 to 20 life statute, but the House version already heading to the floor does not. The new change made at the request of state attorneys is opposed by Duval County Sheriff John Rutherford.
Florida sheriffs don't believe that that we should take out the minimum mandatory for aggravated assault. If they're actually convicted of a crime, then it's not self-defense. So it doesn't make sense. If you're convicted of a crime, you're going to be looking at 10-20 life. So it doesn't make sense to pull it. You don't need to pull it out because if it's self-defense, you're not going to be sentenced for anything.
The bill has had the support of the Florida Public Defenders Association, but a provision now contained in both the House and Senate version has Alachua County Public Defender Stacy Scott a bit worried. It allows for a person deemed not guilty to petition to have their record expunged, but she says the current language appears to give prosecutors sole discretion over that person's record.
When they choose to drop a case, they list reasons why they dropped a case. They may list that they dropped a case because a person acted in self-defense and make that finding, which then would allow a person to apply to have their record expunged. Or they may list another reason. They may say insufficient evidence. They may say victim does not wish to proceed. So in essence, subsection 1 of the amendment gives sole discretion to the state attorney to decide whether a person whose charges were dropped by them would be eligible for expungement.
A new change all parties did agree on, tacked on to the bill Tuesday, was brought forth by St. Augustine Republican Senator John Thrasher. It seeks to further clarify how people can legally threaten to use force.
So I think this amendment basically will not inadvertently subject a person to criminal penalties if he or she makes threats or bluffs to use deadly force when the person would have been authorized under existing law to use actual force.
The measure next goes to its last stop, Thrasher's Senate Rules Committee, and Evers says there could be more changes ahead as he works to iron out concerns. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.